Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a topic that I know you're going to enjoy. I think it's actually a topic that anyone would like at just about any time. What is the topic? How can you make your dreams come true now? How to manifest your wishes, your dreams, your desires. My guest is Catherine Athens, and I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much, Donna, and it's my pleasure to be here with everyone today.
Now, Catherine, I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You've been a teacher of metaphysics for quite a while and life coach. You are out of California. You work with people around the world. You have had your own talk show, and you also have been a speaker at events like the Global Peace Initiative of Women, and there was a Millennium Global Peace Summit at the United Nations that inspired that group. Also, the Women's Spiritual Conference at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. And you've been the recipient of the President's Special Recognition Award as an individual that wanted to search out innovative systems to serve mankind. Give us a little bit of your own personal story that puts you into this environment of saying, I really want to help people empower themselves and have richer lives. How did that come about? Why is it so important that you do this?
Well, I think that I've always had a lot of compassion for people. And growing up, my mother and father were very, very loving people who had compassion for everyone. My father believed in sharing, and he used to oftentimes, to my mother's dismay, pick people up off the street and bring them home for dinner and feed them and clothe them and try to get them jobs. And he showed leadership by taking care of his whole extended family, making sure all his nieces and nephews and younger cousins each had their own business, and inspired them to be active in their community and also to be of service to help other people. And I think that inside of me, I had always been of service. Even I remember I was in the first grade and I was head and shoulders above everyone else. I was extremely tall. And when there would be a fight on the playground, I remember this one time these two boys were fighting, so I grabbed each of them by the head and held them arm's length apart and told them to quit it.
I like
that. And they were older than I was, too. So I think it's been really important to me to be around people who are happy and satisfied and can share their good life's experiences, because I realized at a very young age it makes my life a lot richer. If I can walk down the street and people smile and are happy and I feel safe and I see other people enjoying their life, it makes me richer as a person. And so I've always myself had an active imagination, always use that imagination for creative problem solving, for thinking outside of the box, for helping others. Certainly when I was in the sixth grade, my sixth grade students, fellow students, used to call me Mother Goose because they would bring their problems to me, and I had a little book and I would write them down and give them advice, and then they'd come back the next week and tell me how it went. So I think it was a calling from a very early age to help others, to counsel others, and I was very naturally good at it. And so what I wanted to do with my first official book, Make Your Dreams Come True Now, was to give people who cannot come in to see me as clients a step-by-step method in a book that works, because everything I say in that book is true, because it's been proven over and over again through my client base, not only here in California, but all over the world, a way to transform your life through four basic steps: activating your imagination, learning discernment, and discernment is a very, very important aspect of us creating, and then treating it with love, praise, gratitude, and appreciation. We don't understand how much more room love makes in our lives if we're willing to love and be grateful. And then steps to actually manifesting all of that in the three-dimensional world with a lot of affirmations to erase negative programming, with a lot of meditations to retrain the mind, and with a lot of exercises to change habits into very good health and life producing habits. So that book I wanted everyone to read. I wanted it to be in book form. My clients call it Catherine in a Box.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, oh, when I read it, I can hear you talking to me.
Well, that's quite a good statement. If your readers say it sounds just like you when they know you, that's a very positive statement. I like something that you state in your book, that each of us are unique individuals and our journeys are unique. And I think that that is so important to recognize. I believe that no matter where you're born in this world, whatever your cultural background may be, it's pretty much the same. We identify with what we grow up with, and we try to put labels on ourselves, and sometimes those labels just don't fit. And many times people think they do for a while, and then it's sort of like wearing, somebody else's underwear. It's like, this just doesn't fit. So you shift out of it, and then you go through a period of exploration. Let's talk about some of the steps that you just mentioned. Let's go with imagination, because imagination is absolutely a phenomenal tool for any of us to use, because it enables us to be creators when we utilize it. You say, to invent, to dream, to create, and to design require first the activation of your imagination. Give us your definition of imagination and what it takes to activate it.
Certainly. First of all, whether we know it or not, we're always using imagination. It is a gift from the great creator. It is a faculty of the mind. Oftentimes we shut it down and we limit its use because we've been shamed and humiliated, especially in school. You know, all you are is a dreamer. You have an overactive imagination. Let's get real. Learn real facts. I think in school we are taught that facts are the only thing that are important, and imagination is something to be ashamed of. So the first step is in understanding imagination is a powerful gift and tool to create and to invent and to feel better. Our greatest scientist, Albert Einstein, said, imagination is far greater than knowledge. And what I tell my readers is that nothing exists in this world today that wasn't first imagined. That's how important imagination is. And to stifle it and to shut it down actually is like having your arm removed. Something is missing from life. And so many people who don't have an active imagination hurt, have a psychic pain inside. So what happens? We try to address the pain with painkillers at the drugstore or drugs or alcohol, never really understanding how our imagination actually makes us happy. When one imagines, it stimulates the production of very good hormones, the serotonin, the dopamines in the brain, the oxytocin that is secreted by the heart to the brain, which is the love hormone, are all stimulated through the use of the imagination. It is vital. It is a part of us that is as vital to us as speech is.
Well, I agree with that, and that is something that when children are in school and they're exposed to music and the arts and all of this, it really is phenomenal. And to me, it's a sad statement in our society today that it's not encouraged, that we have what I think in many environments, not in all, but in many environments, the attitude that a child should not pretend. We have this with adults. I liked your statement earlier where you say to someone, get real, get a life. Well, those, there are appropriate times when words like that are going to be right where they should be. But when it comes to imagining, when it comes to being able to step out of the confining box of expectation that you might put yourself in, it's like what we're going through today. A lot of people have an attitude that nothing can really be improved much. Well, thank heavens we have some people that I call visionaries. I was having a fascinating discussion with someone about Gene Roddenberry, who many, many, many years ago, what was it, 30 years ago when Star Trek came out or whatever it was,
oh, yes.
This man had a phenomenal vision and incorporated it with such a futuristic view that it was poo-pooed and laughed at, and look at where it is today. And it just keeps going and going like the Energizer Bunny.
It's true, and we need that. And so what I tell people, and I want to get back to your first question, what are you feeling? Give it texture. Give it a weight. Is it hot? Is it cold? Start using the five senses as a beginning to extrapolate from those. Some of my favorite dreams are dreams where I teach people to fly. And in the dreams, I teach people to reorganize their molecular structure so that there's more space between the molecules. And recently, I turned on the internet, and lo and behold, they said that there's a jellyfish they found underneath the North Pole that is eternal. It never dies. It just rearranges its molecules. Can you imagine how fantastic that is to say to people, we can learn to rearrange our molecules? Oh, my goodness me.
Well, and that's what some people have done that have experienced spontaneous remissions, that have found that their lives have turned around in an incredible way where people would have said it was impossible. The power of the mind is an absolutely amazing, amazing facility, and there are no walls to it. And that is very hard when you're raised to think, and again, this doesn't make any difference where you're from, when you are raised to think that there are walls. You have a wonderful story about Jim Thorpe, an Olympic champion, a man who just absolutely was incredible. I did an interview about Jim Thorpe about 3 years ago on my show. And this was a man that was so incredibly talented, but he did visualization exercises, and his coach fussed at him about getting to work.
Yes.
And he said, I'm already practicing.
Yes.
And this is years before this was implemented by coaches of today.
It's amazing. Yes, now coaches of today, that's part of the athletic training, is this whole visualization process and using the senses and what one of my teachers used to call visioning, that you vision with your whole body. You feel it in your whole body. That's where passion comes in. That's where the heart comes in. That's where discernment comes in, to know what's in your heart. What is your unique, special thing to do on the earth? What is it? And then to believe in it, to have courage with it, to allow that to expand, because that's going to give you the passion to break through walls and barriers of other people's doubt.
You have a very strong chapter on affirmations, and I know many of my listeners strongly believe in affirmations, as I do. You have a positioning, though, in doing affirmations where you want to make it present. You don't want to say, I will be rich. You want to say, for example, I am rich. now. You want to make it in the now. There's the acceptance that what you desire, what you aspire for, it's in the now, right here, right now, and that you're ready for it. Explain why it's important how you word the affirmations. And you also encourage people to say them out loud.
Absolutely. There's two things. The subconscious mind only knows the present tense. And as our scientists and our mystics have told us, there is no such thing as time. So in the subconscious mind, there is no past, there is no future, there is simply now. I had a girlfriend who used to say her money was coming, her riches were coming, they were coming, and then she died, and they never came. So very, very important to say, right now, I am wealthy, healthy, happy, prosperous, to declare it. And the reason you say it out loud is because we have this throat chakra, the fifth chakra, which is the chakra of manifesting in the three-dimensional world. It is the vibratory expression of the name of God. If we think about it and read our history, we'll know that the alphabet came to us because in the Aramaic and I believe in the Hindi, these are two languages that have tones that are actually facets of God. And the alphabet was made from the different facets of the Godhead, of the source, like the great diamond or jewel. And so when we say these or sing these as they do in temple or church or various spiritual activities, when you sing it, you're actually calling the universe to make so what you are singing. That's how important our words are.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're very important. They really, words have a very distinct power, and how they are presented has a power. The feeling behind them has a power. And when an individual can reach that point, and I'll use your word, which I think is an excellent word, discernment, they are very mindfully selective of how they will express their words. They will think before they speak. And you have a statement in your book, the knowledge you seek is already inside you, just remove what is hiding your knowing. That is what I think life is all about. I think the journey is about discovering who you are and then asking yourself, where do you want to go with that knowledge when you find out about it? And you have to get rid of your different masks. It's not an easy thing to do. Because there is so much that goes on that, again, we'll go back to the word labels. This is appropriate. This isn't appropriate. It doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female. It's the same stuff. Now, discerning is perceiving, recognizing the differences between things, but discernment is a very individual experience, and we have the right to do it. Many times, people will say, you don't have the right to think that way. I was reviewing some material, potential guest that's going to be coming up, and I was reviewing their stuff, and they talked about how when they were quite small, the culture they came from, they were constantly saying, you cannot be this, you must be this. It was over and over and over and over again. Fortunately, he'd been brought up in America, and so he learned that that was not the case. He did not have to do that. He had choice. But it was part of the cultural training the members of his family had bought into, for the lack of a better description. And it really takes courage to be able to know what's right for yourself. Let's talk about practicing discernment. What would you say to someone if they are having a challenge being able to break through their particular walls of imprisonment because of their beliefs?
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful question. Don't we all have trouble breaking through the walls.
Oh, absolutely.
What I call it is, I call it filters. It's a program that we have taken on that is in conflict with what I call our divine pattern. And so what happens is we take on these patterns and we forget, pardon me, that they aren't ours, and then always feeling off balance, out of sorts, not quite right, but not knowing what it's about. And then as you get quiet, I always invite people to get quiet, go to the woods, go to the mountains, go to the seashore, sit down and breathe and come inside and say, I am willing to know. Be willing to know. Willingness is vital to learning what is good for you, to beginning your practice of discernment. I call discernment your inner guidance system for this lifetime. And certainly what is good for you may not be good for anybody else, or it may, but what is good for you? So listening, you know, Plato's allegory of the cave, when people have lived in the cave so long, they're used to the dark, and then when the door opens, people can't handle the light. Mm-hmm. It's very similar for all of us. When the door opens, we're frightened and scared and, oh my gosh, I can't see that. The guilt, I'm not supposed to think that. I'll betray my mother. I'll betray my father. Donna, I can't tell you how many clients I've had who said, if I am successful, I will harm my mother. She mm-hmm. won't be able to live. Therefore, I won't be.
Oh, I think that's happened between spouses. I think it's happened between brothers and sisters. Cultures indoctrinate people.
It's,
you know,
true.
There's organizations that will say, well, A is okay, but I'm sorry, B is not. I had a friend who was wanting to be a professional ballerina. From the time she was 4 years of age, she was involved in dance. And then I think it was Balanchine came from Russia to the United States. And the only dancers he ever considered value had to have a certain build. And she had to overcome being devalued because her body structure wasn't exactly the way he wanted it to be.
Right.
Now, he had a right to choose, but he would devalue anybody else that didn't fit his expectation. How many times is this done? And for someone to say, wait a minute, I may not have legs that are 4.5 feet long and a torso with a long waist that, and I weigh 95 pounds when I'm soaking wet and can do a pirouette on the end of my toe. And of course I'm exaggerating with these things, but it's really that kind of an extreme. And you go through this and people just need to make it all right that they are who they are. And it's not an easy journey. It was not an easy journey for me because you are in these paradigms, and part of life's journey is, in the discovery of self, is recognizing that you don't have to fit anybody else's paradigms. That's
exactly.
A big challenge. That is a huge challenge.
Well, exactly. And to understand that you're not alone. And so many people are afraid that if they don't conform, they won't have any friends or family. And I always tell them, you know, there are so many loving beings, especially angelic beings, who support you to be yourself. And when you're yourself, you will attract, you will become so magnetic, you will attract others finally like you.
Mm-hmm.
You will change the what you attract because you will truly be yourself. And then you'll have true friendship. You'll have true interaction. It won't be a false kind of thing where there are different applications of you should or you shouldn't, you know, conditions. It will be unconditional. And it's worth it. What I always tell my clients is, it's so worth being you, being free, understanding that anything you wish to know or be, you can know and you can be, you know, if you wish it with your heart. And that sounds very global and not necessarily true. It is the truth. Truth is very simple, and it's important to value your heart's desires and understand what I say in my book is the desires of your heart are in truth, the blueprints, the heavenly blueprints for your life. So God had stamped the blueprints already in there, knowing we came through a mom or dad, there's only one way to come to earth, and making us strong enough to dissolve our labels, our filters, our walls, our boulders, to move them, and to be who we are.
I know we're just about out of time, but I wanted to share a little comment, and it's titled, No, in your book. Love, joy, happiness, and material prosperity are in your divine plan. They are, at this very moment, in the universal bank, waiting for you. I really liked those words. It gives a wonderful visual, and for those of you who are listening that may be going through some exceptionally difficult times, and you're listening to the news, and you hear all of this doomsday, I want you to know one thing, and that is, if you take care of your space, if you take care of your mind and your attitudes, your life will change in spite of other people's opinions and other people's attitudes. I'm not saying ignoring what goes on. I'm merely asking you to recognize your own individuality and your own power, because one person can make a difference. Catherine, Make Your Dreams Come True Now is the title of your book. What is your website that people can go to?
They can go to CatherineAthensPhD.com for the book. The book is available in Barnes & Noble, in Borders, on Amazon, CatherineAthens.com. Ask for it. It can be ordered at any bookstore. It's on all of the various distributors, so that if there's a New Age bookstore, it can be sold through New Leaf, so they can get the book. Baker & Taylor, if it's a small bookstore. So you can look on the website, CatherineAthens.com. You can call me up. I'll send you a copy. Whatever, it's available everywhere.
Thank you, Catherine. Again, go to her website, CatherineAthens.com. Also, you've got Catherine Athens. Let me spell that out for you. It's CatherineAthensPhD.com. Catherine, it's been a delight having you as a guest today. Making Your Dreams Come True Now, I think, makes for a good read. It's a good workbook. It's handy. If someone's wanting to work through some challenges, I think you give some wonderful suggestions in here, and I wish you all the best with your new publication.
Thank you so very much, and it's my pleasure to be your guest, and thank you for your wonderful work for everybody, and it's certainly an honor to be with you.
You're being very gracious, Catherine. Thank you so much again for being my guest. Go to CatherineAthensPhD.com. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Make your dreams come true now. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to do that. I'll light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a call at the telephone number 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. A couple of points that I want to bring up. Number one, don't forget, this Saturday I'm going to be appearing at the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo. It used to be called the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. The name has changed. It's this Saturday, March the 27th, and from 9 a.m. to 5, there's going to be just an abundant group of people there. There's going to be readers. There's going to be vendors of all kinds, good food, lots of parking. It is fabulous for the family. And it is so cozy and comfortable. So if you're in Western Washington, go to Kent Commons in Kent. It's, again, free to the public. You can find out as much as you want about it by going to emeraldspiral.com. I'm going to be there. I'll be doing many consultations. I'll also have an abundance of books that you'll be able to choose from. And I've also got a special drawing, so you'll have to come out to see what that drawing is. So I hope you can make it this Saturday. Don't forget, if you have a special story, a story about a psychic experience, no matter what kind it was, that really had an effect on your life, won't you send it to me? I'm putting together a book that's going to comprise 100 stories from various people, and I've already gotten something in from the Netherlands, and wherever you are listening in any part of the world, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And be sure that you put in the subject line, Donna's book, The Donna Sebo Show. Put something there that will let me know that this is a story that's being submitted. There has just been just so much material that I've gotten. I haven't even had a chance to go through all of it. So I'd love to have your story. Do put in your contact information, because all of this is being put into a file and we will be reviewing it. I'm giving myself a year to collect all of these stories, so I would, again, love to hear from you. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat with me today, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. When we were talking with the guest earlier in the show, I thought it's so important for us to constantly bring to our awareness an understanding when we get pummeled with so much junk that as individuals, if again, and I said this earlier, but I'll repeat it, if we take charge of our own space, our own mental yard, we look at our lives and ask ourselves, how can I make life better? And it could be something you invent for a member of your family. It could be an awareness that you have maybe about teaching a child. It can be something that has to do with better communication. Whatever it is, you do what you need to do. And you give your best. It really makes a difference. I find so many people try to take on something or mimic somebody else. I know I've done it, for heaven's sakes. It's just part of learning to be who you are. And you try to adopt or you copy somebody else. And you say, gee, I don't know why it's not working. Because it's not being true to who you are. So when you're true to yourself and you find something that just absolutely makes you feel super, maybe it's making the best lemon meringue pie in the neighborhood. Whatever it is, I don't care. You do it. You do it with joy. You share it with people. That is going to make a difference. If you're good at law, if you are good at cooking, if you're good at speaking, if you are good at anything, which all of us are good at something, you focus on your strengths, you're making a difference. How many times do we focus on the weaknesses of ourselves? Oh my goodness, I just can't do this. It's just not good. Well, okay, so maybe you're not very good at something. Great, look at what you are good at. What is it that you do that's so easy that other people will look at you and say, goodness, I wish I could do that? How do you do what you do so easily? My husband was trained by a woman many years ago who was a superb opera singer. Her name was Melissa Gorgeous. And she was from a country out of Russia that was under Russia's thumb for quite a long time, Estonia. And this woman, when she was young, she had an incredible voice. So her family sent her to voice teachers. And her voice teacher said, would listen to her and say, how do you do what you do? She said, I don't know, I just do it. She had the voice. They could train her in technique, but she had the voice. They couldn't train her to have the voice. That was her strength. And so she could sing, and she could literally sing with such a perfect pitch that birds, when they would hear her, would join in and would sing right along with her. And there's a recording of her doing that. Now, I don't think she was a good cook, and I don't think she was known for her beauty. But she was known for this incredible voice and presence that she had. And she affected the lives of millions of people by using it. Now, that's rather dramatic, but I'll tell you what. I've known someone who is a skilled plumber and handyman that affected the lives of thousands of people because of his skill. And he took pride in his work and had tremendous integrity. We all make a difference. And we never know if we stay true to who we are. We never know who we're going to inspire at some time. So don't ever put yourself down thinking that you have no value. What I'd like for you to do is become curious about who you are. And if you know you're really good at certain things, interact with different types of environments to find out what you really enjoy. Maybe you'll become a ranger that specifically becomes interested in rescuing eagles. You just never know where you're going to be led. And that's part of the adventure of life. It's being open and receptive, no matter what your age. I mean, I hear young people saying, oh, my life is a pit, it sucks. I hear older people saying, oh, life is a pit, it sucks. And in the middle, I hear, life is pits, it sucks. Oh, okay, great. All right, so you could have that for 5 minutes. Give yourself a pity potty special. Wonderful. Then chuck it. And get on with looking at what you can do with your moment, with your life, because you know, you are the person that controls your thinking, not someone else unless you turn it over to someone else. You are the one that's going to make choices, and we all have them. But you have to determine how you want to live your life and the choices that you want to make. And you do have choices. But you have to be willing to recognize that you have choices. I think life is a very exciting adventure. I don't particularly like sometimes the way things go along. I put in enough complaints to the Universal Customer Service Department. I'm not unlike the rest of you, but I'm sharing with you some of the things that I've learned. And when you get on track with yourself, there's nothing out there that's going to beat you, because you'll know who you are. And no matter what life throws at you, you're going to be able to pick up the ball of action and run with it, because you're going to know how, because you believe in yourself. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756, if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Talking about someone that really wanted to do something different, we're all dealing with environmental issues. We have done a very nice job, the billions of people on this planet, all over the world, of creating a toxicity that is poisoning us. So, what do we do? Some of us do nothing. Some of us say there's got to be an option. And that is what happened with a gentleman by the name of Ron Jenden. Now, he said he became very much aware of how mold affects everything. And, of course, living in the Pacific Northwest, we always tell people, you know, you're never going to die from anything but rust here in the Pacific Northwest. But all that aside, we have, I don't know how many kinds of mold here, because we've got typically a damp type of an environment. It rains a lot, for which we are very grateful. But, oh boy, when it comes to spring and summer, you get out your stuff and your scrub brush and your bleach and all kinds of things, because usually everything that's out on your desk has a slimy mold growing all over it. Well, there's all kinds of different products that have come out. Bleach has been one that has been the most effective with mold, and there's been other harsh chemicals that have been developed through the years. But Rod said, you know what, there's got to be a better way of doing things. Now, he had made a living for a long time doing power washing. In fact, that's how he put himself through his college. But he said he really wanted to do something different. Well, we're going to take a break for just a moment, and I know we've got a caller on the line, so we'll be taking the caller first, but I'll tell you the rest of Rod's story, because I think you'll find it a fascinating one. A man with an idea that took it green. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call in to. Let's take our first caller for the day. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you very much.
What's your first name or initial, dear, and where are you calling from?
Joanne, and I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Wonderful. Now, Joanne, the first thing that I'm looking at with you is you have a good business sense. You also have a very high level of intuition. And sometimes you find it confuses you because your intuitive side may be stronger when it comes to a business decision than what your logical analytical side would like. But I want you to trust yourself because there are a number of people that will depend on your level of integrity and your sense of balance and your level of expertise. And I am looking at you signing up for a very specialized course that will give you a particular certification, and it will serve you well. I am looking at you being asked to be on a board. Before you take on the positioning of this board, you need to do some homework because there is a lot of discord going on with the board. You will not have much authority. So if you wanted to take the positioning to be an observer, that would be a good thing to do. If you think you're going to be able to really make some dramatic changes, the political structure of the board will not allow it. So you need to be wise, and before you make a choice, do your homework so that you'll know how to position yourself. And that will serve you well. It will give you an inside track on how to work more effectively with people in communication and with communication skills that you already are pretty good at utilizing, but you're going to even get better. Now, I'm aware of the fact that there is a good flow of money coming into you. You're going to manage it well. I'd like to encourage you to keep it as liquid as possible because within the cycle of two, you're going to need that capital for something that is going to have a solid value. And you're going to want to manage that capital so that it'll be good leverage for you for acquiring a loan that will enable you to achieve something that for you business-wise will be very, very significant. Trust yourself. You've got a good head on your shoulders. Have a couple of people that you can brainstorm with, and I'm not worried about you financially at all. I think I'd be more concerned about you physically because you internalize your stress a great deal, and that can make you ill. So remember, being quiet and having rest can be one of the greatest tools to help you bring yourself together. Isolation is good for you periodically, where you just don't have anything to do with people, computers, telephones, nothing. Don't Twitter, don't do anything, but just be quiet. That is going to rejuvenate you more than anything will ever do. You just get right back on track and you're 10 times more efficient. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, you just knocked my socks off. Thank you so much. My question was basically business-wise as well, and yes, I'm very intuitive, and I do readings, and I'm just wondering, I'm not working at this time. I was working somewhere else. It was just too stressful, and I would like to just do my readings, is what my heart feels and what I'm always feeling and being pulled back to. What do you feel about that?
I would say you need to determine your plan of action. I would say that you need to put yourself in those environments that will enable you to do what you want to do. I would like to see you become, I don't know what the certification is, but there is some certification that you need that will give you that credibility that you want. So you are very good, and I would encourage you to do exactly what you're feeling like you're being called to do. However, understand that you want to associate with those people that represent the finest and the best in how they present themselves and use them as guiding factors. You don't need to copy them, but you need to use them as guiding factors so that you can be in that position of economic independence and self-sufficiency that you aspire for.
Wow. Very good. I can't even think of anything else.
Well, that's fine here. You don't have to.
Yeah, and business-wise, I would like to eventually open up metaphysical stores, probably what my long-term goal would eventually be, if there's enough time in life.
Well, all I would say to you again is what I said earlier. Align yourself with those people that represent the finest and the best of you, of what you feel you would like to be associated with.
Okay.
And you will fulfill what you feel you must fulfill.
Very, very good. That is awesome information, Donna. I so appreciate it. Can I ask, you got another call, or can I ask you one more fast one?
I'm going to have to go, hon, I think, because I've got a couple of things that I need to get out before I close
the show. I will call you another day. Thank you so much, and God bless.
You're very, very welcome. Donna Sebo here, and I know that we don't have enough time for another caller, so I'm going to say you can always, you know, call me any day of the week because I'm on 5 days a week. But I wanted to finish, before we close out today, this story about this gentleman, Ron Jenden. Now, he's in New Zealand, and Ron decided that he needed to come up with a cleaning material to take care of moths. Because where he is in New Zealand, this was a major problem. It's a health issue. A lot of people, they have found, will really get sick if mold is too much in their environment. So he worked for 5 years to develop a product that, one, is not going to be toxic to the environment, and two, is going to be, it's going to have a pH that is, for all intents and purposes, at a neutral level, and it's not going to hurt plants. How many times are there things that you will use, and on the instructions it'll say, do not get it close to plants, because it's going to kill them? You have to be aware of these things whenever you're using them. And more people are becoming aware. They're reading, what are the precautions? What do we have to be alert to? And I can tell you from having a very wonderful pet dying from toxic exposure, it is not something that you will ignore once you have that kind of an experience. So he decided that he was going to develop it. He did. Took him over 5 years to get the chemical compound together. And it was a chemical compound that molecularly was going to harmonize with everything. He said, I developed it here in New Zealand, and now we're able to use it in the United States. And for your own information, it's called Wet and Forget. And it works naturally with the environment that it comes in contact with, and then eventually all that is sprayed by, then it is going to disappear. So it's a good cleanup material. But this is what we need to remember. Where there is a need, there is an opportunity for someone to find out how to create what's necessary to take care of that need. Whether it's in business, whether it's in food, whether it is in clothing, you know, you name it, medicine, things can be changed, and we can do things differently. But it's hard sometimes to be able to give up what we're familiar with, even if it's something we don't like. So remember, always, you're the master of your fate, and you are the captain of your soul. You have the right of choice, and you have the right to change. That's a good thing, I believe, anyway. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we're going to talk about getting absolutely organized with Debbie Lillard. So I hope you'll join me right here on bbsradio.com, station number one. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.